This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks so much for joining us here on a Thursday on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Glad you could be with us. It's good to be here. Perfect timing! Yay! Slow clap for perfect timing, ladies and gentlemen. It's called excellency. Now, have you ever done a marathon? No, I didn't pull this story out because A, it's an Australian, and B, I've done half a marathon. By design, I didn't attempt a full marathon. I only ran half of it. I did half a marathon. A half marathon, I should say that, not half a marathon. Important where you put the word "ah" there. But anyway, so this lady, she isn't going to run. No, it's not because I put the story in because that's the case. I put the story in because I thought I needed a feel-good story of the week. You know, with all the politics and, you know, the attacks in Belgium, all of that stuff going on in the news, I put something into the lineup. God damn it. My show, I've got the microphone. An Australian woman finishes 40 desert marathons. 40. Exhausted after wearing out 8 pairs of shoes in 40 marathons across deserts from Antarctica to the United States, Mina Gali hopes her runs will inspire other peoples to safeguard the planet's fresh water supplies. The 45-year-old woman... Holy cow! 45. Oh, wow. Okay. Suddenly, I feel old. Completed the last marathon to raise awareness about water shortages across 7 deserts, 7 continents, 7 weeks on Monday near Las Vegas, Nevada. The finish coincided with Tuesday's World Water Day in the UN calendar. Quote, "I'm in shock, it's all over," she told Reuters by telephone, saying her legs were worn out after running a total of 1,688 kilometres. So, km 2 miles, let's do this real quick. It is 1688. 1,048.875 miles. That is a long, long run. She said this is the first day she's had to wake up and she hasn't had to run. That, I'm all in. My final count is 8 pairs of shoes. She worn out in desert in Spain, Jordan, Australia, Antarctica, South Africa, Chile, and the United States, she said. Gale said that people she met or connected via social media made pledges to cut water usage totaling 100 million litres, including with simple messages such as eating more vegetarian meals. Crops take far more water to produce than meat. "We are in a massive water crisis," she said, urging more actions by individuals to save water. "Climate change is disrupting weather patterns around the world, something a UN expert panel said will cause more droughts, downpours, and floods." Her hardest time is to keeping her thirst at bay was in Australia, where temperatures were up to 47 degrees after minus 20 in Antarctica. Galay, who runs a runs Thirst, a charity seeking to educate people in the need to reduce water consumption, said it was hard to sleep in a hotel room after so long in a tent. She said missed a view of the stars in the night sky. You know what? I'm actually going to applaud this lady. Wow. 40 marathons worth of distance for a good cause. How does she do it? Wow. I complained about my legs being sore after a half marathon. I am not even going to go there. That is fantastic. That is a fantastic effort on her part there. And I hope she's doing more, because she has a lot going on. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, here on a Thursday, right ahead of the long weekend. I hope you're not running 40 marathons over the weekend. It'd be physically impossible, because that would be. As we continue, we have an update on New Zealand voting for a new flag. They had their referendum, and we'll give you the results here momentarily. Meanwhile, President Obama had his infamous visit to Cuba. Lots more to get through in this last hour of the program. Thanks for joining us. It's 11:31. 11:31.